Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset and life design coach, corporate escapee, and coffee lover. And I am literally obsessed with helping you go for your dreams, find fulfillment, and ditch self-doubt so you can create a life that lights you up, your big life. Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast. It is so good to be back here with you on the mic. Because if you've been a listener of the podcast for a while or in the past, you may have noticed that it has definitely been a hot minute since I did an episode. And if you are new to the podcast, then hello, it is great to have you here with me. And this is an awesome time to have discovered it because this is really the launch of me getting back into doing this podcast regularly. And I have so much to share with you as well. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about pressing the reset button on your life. And over the course of the episode, I'm going to explain as well in more detail about what has been going on and why there has been such a break recently from me doing the podcast as well. So like I said, this whole process of pressing the reset button is something that I have been implementing and going through in my own life recently. And I wanted to share it with you so that you can save this episode for whenever you need to press the reset button and so that you can actually use it to take action on your life as well. And so what do I even mean when I talk about pressing the reset button? Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes in life, I just feel like I need to press pause for a second to just gather my thoughts and to really just slow down and check in with myself so that I can really start to move forward with more intention. You know, those feelings when you just feel like kind of life is happening to you rather than you happening to life. And you just need to kind of like take a step back, get some different perspective on it so that you can really move forward more powerfully and with more clarity as well. And obviously, we can't literally just press pause in life and stop the whole world from going around. But what we can do is really be intentional about slowing down to look at our lives consciously, with compassion and with curiosity as well, to just have a look at what is working and what is not. And then we have the opportunity to just hit reset so that we can actually move forward with more clarity and confidence. So if you have been in a bit of a funk recently in your own life, or maybe you have been on the go so much, you just haven't had time to just like stop and just take a breath. Or maybe you've been going through a challenging time recently, or you notice that you have been slipping more into autopilot mode. Maybe you have just been going through the motions. You're feeling stuck on that like hamster wheel of life. Or you're at this crossroads at your work and your life, and you have this sense that the direction that you're heading in just isn't quite right for you. So all of these are just really perfect times to just create some space to think on your life and to consider how you're going to move forward from here with more intention, to hit that reset button so that you can just say, no more. This is changing from here on in, and this is how I want things to change as well, so that you can move forward with more clarity, with more confidence, and with more power and self-belief as well. So some of those things that I just read out about feeling like I've been in a bit of a funk and life kind of happening to me, these are the things that I have been experiencing in my own life more in the last few months. And I just really felt like I needed to take some time to just pause and to hit reset so that I could then really focus on showing up in the way that I wanted to in the rest of this year and really just start to make sure that I am setting myself up as well for 2024 in a way that just feels so good to the direction that I want to take my life as well. It's spring here right now in Australia as well. And so the energy of that changing seasons just really felt like the perfect time for me to just stop and be more considered about how I move forward. It's a time that I normally take to reflect, to really just kind of, again, like adjust, like anything that is not serving me, it's time to let that go. What do I want to focus on more to really start to move forward with more intention? And so this is what something I wanted to say before we dive into the three-step process that I have been going through in my own life to press the reset button. You can choose to press the reset button anytime in your life. There is a lot of rhetoric around on social media, for example, at the moment about how you've only got this many days left of the year and you've got to make the most of it. And if not, then I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but it really kind of makes you feel like you've got to be in a rush to change, to set yourself up for the next year. And what I'm sharing with you here is really kind of the opposite of that. It is the feeling that sometimes you do need to slow down to speed up so that then you can take the right actions that are actually going to move you forward and that are actually in alignment with where you want to go. And it's really just about being more intentional with your life. And so you can choose to press the reset button anytime. Like I have chosen to do it now because it felt right for me. And sometimes, you know, we do these things on birthdays or at the start of the year. And really, you can do it anytime you want. It could be on a random Wednesday. It could be just because. There is no rhyme or reason as to when you need to or must do it. It's just whenever you feel like you want to move forward with more intention. So like I said, there are three areas that I've been focusing on in the process that I've been implementing in my own life that we are going to dive into today. And the first area is all about habits. So I noticed because I was on the go just so much in my own life, and I had been through a bit of an emotional roller coaster on a few fronts recently, that my habits had just all started to kind of like slip and had been starting to go out of whack. And so I decided I was pressing the reset button on my habits, and I was going to be really focused on dialing in my foundational habits. And it has made the biggest difference. So literally after 1 week of focusing on this, I felt so much better in myself. I felt like I had more energy. I just felt like more like myself again, quite frankly. And it's been about 3 weeks now that I have been implementing this process that I'm guiding you through now. And I honestly feel like a completely different person to how I felt before I started this 3 weeks ago. I feel like I'm being so much more productive. I have so much more energy. I am so much more focused. And I really do put so much of this down to me doing my foundational habits in a much more dialed in way. So none of this stuff is like complex, but it is so effective. And often I think when we're focusing on changing our life or really looking to kind of make some sort of shift, we can overcomplicate the crap out of it sometimes. And really often what it comes down to is nailing the basics instead. And so I used to be a fitness coach. You might not know that about me, but I was a fitness coach. I ran a fitness business for 3 years, and then I coached people online for longer than that as well. And what I would say to my clients on repeat, because they're always looking for like, not all of them, but sometimes they were looking for like that secret source of, well, what is it to help me achieve this weight loss goal, to achieve this result? And pretty much like all the time, it comes down to do the boring basics on repeat and so consistently that you cannot help but get results. But often we get bored, we fall off, you know, we get distracted, all of those kind of things. And so I was like, well, I need to listen to that own advice in my own life when I want to press the reset button to stop overcomplicating things. And if I want to feel better, like I'm not working towards a particular health goal, but just if I want to feel better in my life, come back to doing the basics on repeat. Listen to the advice that I would give other people. And so what I've been doing when it comes to dialing in my foundational habits, I'm going to share the ones that I've been focusing on with you so that you can pick and choose as inspiration ones that you might want to implement in your own life. So I've been really focusing on dialing in my nutrition and focusing on eating in a way that I know fuels my body the best and nourishes my body as well. And I generally do eat very well anyway. But I had noticed that because I'd kind of been in a bit of a funk and I'd been through a bunch of emotional roller coasters, I had kind of started to let some of those habits slip. Like I'd been snacking more, or maybe I'd been eating in a rush, or I'd been kind of having a few more indulgent things than I normally have. So I've been focusing on really cleaning that up. Because when it comes to your habits, things can either be like progressing 1% in a better direction for us, or if they start to slip, that 1% that it starts to slip every single day can really start to have a huge compounding effect in the opposite direction. Like we often dismiss the small changes in life, but when they start to compound, they really make a radical difference to how we feel on a day-to-day basis. So the other habit that I have been really dialing in is my meditation practice. So I have been meditating off and on since 2010, when I first really started kind of getting focused on making that a consistent habit for me. And meditation is a huge one for me in terms of helping me like reduce stress and anxiety and really just feel much more connected to myself as well. And recently, I have been focusing more on visualization practices in the morning instead of meditating. And while that's amazing, I love visualization practices. Because I kind of felt like I really wanted this reset in my life, I have been returning to my meditation practice instead. And I have just been doing 10 minutes in the morning, sometimes 12 minutes at a push. But that small amount of time really has made a huge difference. And this is something that when I used to teach more about meditation a couple of years ago, I would just want to share over and over again. It does not need to be something that you do for a long time to get the results. Meditation, even if you just do it for 5 minutes a day, again, that compounding effect, that consistency can make such a difference to how you feel and how you process your emotions and just how focused you are in your life as well. So meditation, a lot of people, when they start it, they think, oh, well, I must need to do 20 minutes a day, because we hear that that is what is kind of like the holy grail of what we need to do. And if it is a practice or a habit that you are looking to start on in your life, I would highly recommend you just starting with 5 minutes, because that is how you're going to focus on building that consistency. And like I said, I've been meditating for years, and often I still just meditate for 10 minutes a day, and I still feel the effects from doing that. The other habit that I have been focusing on in my reset phase has been all around experimenting with not drinking alcohol. And to be honest, this has been an ongoing experiment for me for about 5 years now. And about 5 years ago, I took an 8-month break from alcohol to really focus on just changing my relationship with it. And I might do another podcast episode on that down the track, because I have a lot to say on the subject of that and how my whole relationship with alcohol shifted from that experiment that I did. But something that has definitely happened since I took that 8-month break from alcohol was that I now, whenever I even have one drink, I really feel the effects of it. It massively affects my productivity the next day, my sleep, how I feel, what I eat, like so much. And so in this experiment on wanting to reset my life and just really focus on feeling the best that I can, I decided to intentionally take another break from alcohol. And I'm not quite sure like how long I'm going to be doing it for, but even just for these last 3 weeks, I again have felt much more refreshed, much more energized. And it has really been something that has, with all the other habits that I've been focusing on, has made a big difference. I have been much more intentional as well over the last few weeks about just doing simple things like drinking lemon water when I wake up and drinking 3 liters of water a day. Again, this stuff does not need to be complicated to have a huge impact in your life. I've also been focusing on making sure I move more during the day, because when I work from home, sometimes I can get stuck in work and I can find that I'm at my desk for like hours and really have to talk myself into going for a walk, for example, in the afternoon. But in my reset, I was like, this is a habit that I want to really make sure I want to hit a certain amount of steps each day. I want to make sure I'm moving more. So I've been really intentional about bringing more movement into my life throughout the day as well. I've also been back in the gym with a much more focused intent. So again, this was a habit of mine that I've always been consistent with for years and years, because obviously I was a fitness coach. But again, I noticed that I'd started to just kind of get a bit slack with some things. I hadn't got a goal I was working on. I was saying I was going to go to the gym, and then sometimes I wasn't. And so in my reset phase, I have been focusing on, this is what I'm committed to, this is what I'm showing up for, and making sure I do it. And I set myself a goal for the gym, and it has been so good to really have something to focus on as well. And so the last habit that I wanted to share with you that I have been focusing on in my reset phase has all been around this concept of having cold showers. And so this is something that really sounds like such a simple habit. And yet, again, I mean, this is a common theme with all of them. It can make such a big difference. Now, there are actually loads of health benefits to having cold showers. And if you're interested in checking that out, Google someone called Wim Hof, because he is like the king of breathwork and cold showers. And you can read all about it by going to check out what he has to share on it. But the reason that I like to add this as a habit into my own life is because of not just the health benefits, but the effect that it actually has on my mind. And the reason for it is this. And full disclosure, actually, before I go into this, I don't have a whole cold shower. I turn my shower to cold at the end. And the reason that I do that is because pretty much every single day, especially at the beginning of this habit, I don't want to do it. And so it's uncomfortable, it's cold, And I really just kind of like my head starts to give me all the excuses and all the reasons why I don't need to do it. And so doing it anyway is so powerful because it really starts to condition your mind that you are in control. You are the boss. You get to decide what you're going to do, and you get to talk yourself into the habits that you want to do rather than talk yourself out of it. And when I end my shower with a cold blast at the end, I feel proud of myself for doing it. And that like pride and that kind of like, yeah, I did something that felt uncomfortable carries with me throughout the day. And the interesting thing as well is that because I've been much more consistent with this habit of having cold showers now than I have been for ages, I am actually just starting to find it much more comfortable, because the more we do things that are uncomfortable, obviously the more comfort we end up, the more kind of used to it we get. So we're conditioning ourselves to get better at this. And now I actually kind of quite look forward to it, and it's become way less uncomfortable for me to even go about doing it. So it's really cool to see how it progresses, you doing hard things and getting the result and feeling better, and then it actually feeling easier and easier as well. That's one of the reasons why I would highly recommend you give it a go if you've never tried turning your shower to cold at the end. It is a really, really powerful practice on all those fronts. I will just say though, that if you have any serious health conditions, make sure you ask your doctor whether you should try a cold shower or not, because for certain heart conditions and things, it can be a bit too much of a shock to the system. So when it comes to your habits, if you're looking to have a bit of a reset in your life as well, I'm not saying that you should go and do all those ones that I just listed. Of course I'm not. But these are the foundational habits that I had noticed I had started to get a little bit lax with, slipping a little bit with, and that I knew that if I dialed them back in, it would make a huge difference to how I showed up and how I go about my day. And so I want you to have a think about what your foundational habits are. And have you started to let any of them kind of slip a little bit, start to go to that 1% in kind of the wrong direction for you? And what would it look like for you to start to tweak them, to get really focused on being more intentional with them? So which of the habits that you know that if you did them way more consistently, that you would feel your best, you would operate at your best, you would show up in a more powerful, confident way? So think about that for your life, especially if you're going to go through this reset phase as well, and really start to think about your habits. Because if you want to really feel like you are kind of nailing your life, you're able to make the changes that you want, you want to get clarity on what it is you even do want to change, you want to hit a certain goal, then having the foundations of you feeling your best is really the best place to start. So have a think about what your habits would be for you. And remember that, you know, trying to change them all at once often kind of backfires. Like I said, these are all habits that I have had in place in my life for a long time. They'd all just started to kind of slip a little bit, and I have been dialing them back in and being much more intentional about them. So see what is relevant for you. And if you listen to this episode, whether you're listening live or on Facebook or Instagram, let me know in the comments as well what habit you know that if you dialed back in, it would make a really big difference. I would love to hear. Now, the second part of my reset process has all been around looking at my standards. And if we kind of start to get in a bit of a funk, or we feel like we're a little bit off track, it's a really good question to ask yourself. Where have you maybe been letting your standards slip a little bit in life? And what would it look like to focus on some ones to elevate your standards and really make yourself feel so proud in how you're showing up? So standards, how I think about them, it is really about kind of like what we've allowed to be acceptable in our life. What we have decided, often subconsciously, is acceptable and what we are starting to actually tolerate. And our standards can either be high for us to operate at our best, or again, they can start to slip. And we might have started to tolerate more things in our life than we would actually like. And so this is why I am also bringing back the podcast now after a little bit of a break, because I love doing the podcast. And when I was first starting the podcast, I was doing so well at sticking with it every single week. And I took a break because I was going through some challenges at the time. And I just felt like I needed a bit of a breather. And I felt at the time like I had too much going on to really continue with the consistency that I wanted. But this is a standard that I want to raise back up for myself and for my business as well. And I also have so much to share, and I love sharing it in podcast form because I love listening to podcasts. It's a medium that is really, really dear to my heart. And so it's something that I really want to grow this podcast. I want to share more tools with you, more strategies, more processes, more ways of living, and really start to focus on being much more intentional with those things as well. So this is a standard that I am raising back in my own business and in my life. And so when I'm talking about standards, what I'm really talking about as well is doing the things that you say that you're going to do. And this is a huge part of creating any change in your life. And really sit with that. Like, how many things in your life have you been saying that you're going to show up for, that you're going to go and do, that you're going to go and follow through, that you really want to go and like make a change in your life, and then you don't go and do it? Because every single time we do that to ourselves, we end up eroding our self-trust piece by piece. And then when we say that we're going to do something, we don't believe it, and we don't even get out the starting blocks. And so think about, what is a standard that you would like to bring back into your own life, that you would like to declare that you are going to raise the bar for yourself of what you expect, and really start to let some of the stuff that you've been tolerating that you know is not serving you, just like let it go. That's a big part about raising standards as well. What are we going to focus on raising the bar with? And also, what are we going to focus on letting go? Because we know that they really don't have a place in the life that we want to live at the highest level of what we're capable of. So when you're thinking about your standards, think about your standards in terms of your thoughts. So are you entertaining thoughts of like that you're not good enough, or that, you know, thoughts of failure, or thoughts of that are just kind of bringing you down, or thoughts that are just holding you back? What are the standards of your thoughts right now? Are you your own biggest cheerleader? Because that is a way to raise your thought standards. Are you being like letting your inner critic just run the show? Or can you start to raise the quality of your thoughts by focusing on what you want, and also focusing on how you want to show up as your highest potential? And then the other standard I want you to think about is your behavior standard. So again, this kind of comes back to whether you are showing up for your life in the way that you want to, showing up for the things that you say you're going to do. But also kind of, what are the behaviors that if someone were kind of like looking at you in like a Big Brother style, would you be proud of what they saw? Would you feel like, yeah, this is a behavior that I want everyone to see that I'm doing? Because if not, that is a clue of a behavior that you might want to elevate your standards with. And then think about the standards that you have for your environment. Have you started to kind of let clutter build up around your home or in your car, or just kind of like, I don't know, have you not been making your bed, or have you just been like shoving something like to the corner of the room and not sorting it out? What are some environment standards that you want to elevate back in your life? Because here's the thing, if you don't set baseline standards for yourself of what you're going to accept in your life, it's really easy to start slipping into behaviors and attitudes or a quality of life that is far below what you deserve and far below what you actually truly want, and end up going along with other people's standards instead of your own, for example. So have a think about whether you have maybe been tolerating things like complaining in your own life, self-pity, or being like stuck in indecision, judging yourself, or letting yourself down by not following through on things, dressing in a way maybe even that makes you feel low energy, or playing small, or apologizing for things all the time, which you don't actually need to apologize for. So think about the expectations that you currently have for yourself, what you're tolerating, and what you would like to raise so that you can really just feel that you're showing up in a way that makes you super proud. And pick one thing perhaps from each area to focus on. So maybe your thoughts. For my life, I have been really focusing on not complaining, and I've also been focusing on practicing more gratitude. Then think about your behaviors. Where do you want to elevate those standards? And for myself, I've really been focusing on turning up and doing the things that I say that I'm going to do, like going to the gym a certain amount of time, sticking to the habits that I just mentioned before. Then have a think about how you could elevate one standard in your environment. So is there something that you need to clean up, like some clutter or something? Or what about just even buying some fresh flowers for your home just to make it feel brighter, or dressing in a way that makes you feel like, yeah, I feel fucking awesome today? Or just like, how could you tidy up your work environment? Or can you start reading more self-development books instead of other books? So think about ways that you could start to elevate your environmental standards. And then lastly, the third thing that I've been focusing on in my own reset has really been about just being more intentional about doing things that make me happy. So like I said, I decided to go through this reset because I've been in a bit of a funk. I've been going through all these emotional roller coasters, had some challenges going on, and I just really wanted to like pause and design a more intentional path forward for how I was showing up. And a big part of that was just like, you know what? I had been so busy being busy. I had not been prioritizing the things that make me happy. And this is something that I share with students all the time who I coach, that if we're not intentional about doing the things that bring us joy, we can tell ourselves that we're going to get to it because we think, oh yeah, well, of course I'll do things that make us be happy. But then we've got all these responsibilities, all these things that we have to do, and we can often just keep putting that to the back burner. So doing things that make you happy is something that's like easy to do, and it's also easy not to do. And that's why it's about being more intentional with bringing them into your life. And again, it's about same thing as our habits. The small things can make a big difference. And so just focusing on doing small things each day that bring you sparks of joy, that bring you happiness, really starts to build up and have a compound effect that make you look back and think, oh my God, I had a great week. And so this is an exercise that I share with clients all the time. It's called a happiness playlist. And it's really just simple about writing a list of all the things that bring you joy, whether it is something that's big or small, just write it all down. Maybe it is, you know, reading a book or going to see a movie or chatting with a friend or going for a walk in nature or just like having a nap or playing some music, dancing. What is it that are some simple things that bring you joy? And have a think about when you last did them as well, because if you haven't been doing them recently, then that is a good indication that there is plenty of room to be able to bring them back into your life. And think about picking one thing a day from your list to start to do more of. Because when I do this exercise with clients, they often realize that, oh, all these things are actually really readily available to me. Again, they're easy to do, but they're easy not to do. And so focus on being really intentional about doing something that makes you happy every single day. So for me, I've been doing more things like painting my nails. I've been reading the books that I love, just taking the time on my when I have lunch to sit and enjoy the balcony that we have over the water and making sure that I am more present with Joe, my husband, and just enjoy the times and the coffees that we have together in the morning. These little simple things really start to add up. And as part of this, being intentional about doing things that make me happy, I've also been much more intentional about starting to just do some more things to spice up my week, such as like do things in a slightly different way, break up my routine, go on some more adventures, go to a different cafe, just go for a walk in a different direction. And this has been really important for getting you to really kind of press the reset button in your life, because when we get out of our main routine and we start to just shake things up a little bit, we get off autopilot mode. And it gets you to think differently because you are behaving differently and you're seeing things differently. And it is huge for being able to just feel more alive and lit up in your life. So like I said, this has been a 3-week experiment that I've been on so far. It's one that I am committed to continuing because I just know I feel so much better as a result from it. And as a result of focusing on my habits, my standards, and doing more things that make me happy, I've been feeling so much more energized, way happier, more productive, and trusting myself more again, feeling more confident, sleeping better, all of these things. So I would love to hear if you decide to give this a go in your own life, how it makes you feel, what you decide to focus on. Remember, don't try and change things all at once. Pick one thing from each area that you're going to focus on. And remember, you can press reset anytime. So make sure you save this episode to remind you of the techniques and the process, because it's really tangible and really easy to action to be more intentional about how you're moving forward and just to feel better in your own life and to really start to show up in a way that makes you feel awesome. So just to do a little recap, the first area in this reset phase is focusing on your habits. Dialing in those foundational ones, remembering a little bit of a tweak here and there makes a huge compounding difference. The second part is to raise your standards, how you're showing up more powerfully in your life. Elevate those standards and notice what you need to let go of, the things that you're tolerating as well. And then lastly, think about how you can bring more joy and more lightness into your life by doing more about what makes you happy and shake up your routine as well. So if this episode has helped you, I would absolutely love to hear. Make sure you send me a DM on Instagram at Kathy J. Morton. Take a screenshot, tag me on your stories as well with your biggest takeaway. I'd absolutely love to hear. And I am sending you so much love. It is so good to be back on the podcast. And I'm going to be back very soon with another episode as well. So in the meantime, go out there and create your big life. Thank you for joining me for this episode. If you would love to go even deeper and you're so ready to take action on creating your big life and become the most fulfilled and lit up version of you, then I would love for you to join me inside my coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, so I can support you in making that life you've been dreaming of a reality. DM me Roadmap on Instagram at Kathy J. Morton for all the details, or check out the link in the show notes below. It's time to create your big life.